Hey there, everyone. How you doing? Jeff C here. It is Friday, August the 28th, 2015. I hope you're all doing well. Now, just before I begin, wow, I gotta tell you this. I've lost about three videos this week. Videos that I just finished doing and I was in the process of uploading, and then they just froze on YouTube, and I was like, what the hell is going on? They just stop. No, don't stop. I don't want you to stop. And then I tried to retrieve the video so I can re-upload it, but then it's gone. Magically disappeared. Well, I found out what the culprit is, okay? And it wasn't my stupidity, it's QuickTime. So I'm using QuickTime. Or is it iTunes? I don't know. Blame QuickTime, iTunes, same difference, right? So I use QuickTime to screen capture, right? And then I export those screen captures to iTunes. And then I take those iTunes videos and I upload them to YouTube. And that's how I've been doing it for quite some time. What happens though is this. If you record with QuickTime, export to iTunes, and you are uploading to YouTube, and then you record another video before the video, the said video that is in the process of uploading, has finished uploading, your video that you're uploading will disappear. Oh, it's so cruel. It's so cruel. It's because I've been doing like videos back to back sort of thing, and I don't typically do that. Just because when it's a hoax, there's a lot of things coming out, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do one on this sort of thing. So, anyways, just a warning, a heads up to people out there, because I did this last night. I knocked it out of the park, and I was like, oh shit, it's gone. It got to 97%. 97%. I was like, no. But there's nothing I could do. It was gone. So here I am. I'm gonna tackle it again. Of course, a lot of people are seeing this. Chris Hurst. Chris Hurst. Holy fucking hell. You talk about crisis actors. I mean, there's not many that you can mention in the same breath as Gene Rosen, but Chris Hurst, man, he is doing everything to have his own award. You got the Genies. He wants to have the Chrissies or the Hursties, because this guy is such a terrible crisis actor. He is really setting the bar. I mean, it's quite something. It's quite astonishing. So let's take a look at this. This is Prestutes, of course. This is the morning after the Virginia shooting. And Chris Hurst, of course, is the boyfriend and fiance of the WDBG journalist, Allison Parker, the star journalist for this WDBG in Virginia. And I mean, he's absolutely heartbroken. Of course, he's so heartbroken that he's giving dozens of interviews, starting on the afternoon of the shooting, or even in the morning where he was tweeting away. and here he is the next morning, about 24 hours later. Boy, he just couldn't be
Chris Hurst was
more
Allison
crisis.
Parker's boyfriend and co-worker at WDBJ, and Jeff Marks is the station's general manager. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I'm sure you opened your eyes this morning and still can't come to grips with what has happened. It seems just surreal. Chris and Jeff, how are you doing this morning? How are you holding up?
This guy.
We're doing okay.
We're doing okay.
My greatest concern is about the news team.
Yeah.
And they're doing a marvelous job of
Marvelous.
doing the regular broadcast,
There you go.
choking back some
Choking
emotion,
back. Choking back the
but
emotion.
doing the
Choking
news
back the
team.
laughter. I mean, how much are you guys getting paid? How much are you guys getting paid? Is that where you got this really nice suit from? Because you guys are scumbags.
Chris.
The only thing that is helping us is that.
I want you to look at this guy. Look at his face. All right. Are you the sleeple? Are you the. Are you the people that actually are programmed to the Matrix to actually watch this garbage on a daily basis and actually think it's true? And then you come on here and you're. I'm fucking dare you, I know somebody that knows somebody that knew somebody, I went to that town once, I have a friend that was a friend of a friend,
I mean, it's unbelievable how stupid you people are. If you people weren't so stupid, they would never be able to do this. There's no fucking way, no fucking way this guy just lost the love of his life. She was just blown away in brutal fashion, and he's smiling away. Gee golly, I'm on fucking the Today Show with the Saturn rings. Wonderful, right? There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way, all right? And unless, of course, he's a complete psychopath and he actually ate Allison, wouldn't put it past them, right? But I mean, this guy is not grieving. This is not grieving, all right? I fucking lost my dog this summer. You know how devastated I was? I couldn't go. You think I'd go on a camera? If I thought about my dog, I'd break down and fucking fall to the ground. Look at this guy. And he's carrying around this fucking photo album. Every single stinking fucking interview he gives, he's got this photo album, right? And you might be saying, oh, Jeff, you got a photo album, you know, you lost his wife, or you lost his fiance, you know. You know what this photo album is? It's their 6-month anniversary. First of all, who the fuck has a 6-month anniversary? And then on top of that, who the fuck makes a photo album of a 6-month anniversary? What kind of photos can you dig up from 6 fucking months? It's absolutely absurd. It's a prop. And you people are being played. Wake up and smell the fucking Gene Rosen, man.
This is our job. This is what we do.
Happy, happy joy.
We cover the news and do the news. And it's about our job. Us, and it's about 2 lives lost.
This is our job.
Part of this family. 2 people who loved this job and loved their fiance.
There they go. There she is. In the sacrificial red.
2 of us died yesterday in this business. And
there's such nice people.
A sense of duty to
there she is in the red again.
Celebrate their life.
Celebrate people being shot. Come on. You know? It's beyond absurd. This is our job. This is our job. What? Getting on TV to talk about your blown away fiance was blown away the day before. That's your job? It's absolutely patently fucking absurd. Holy fuck, if this doesn't wake you up, I mean, if this doesn't wake you up, there's no hope whatsoever. I mean, you are so plugged into the Matrix. If you, they're mocking you at this point. They are outwardly mocking you, just like they did with Sandy Hook, because they know that you're so dumbed down, that you're so asleep, that they've got you under their fucking mind control, that you'll buy anything. And the proof is in the pudding because of all the fucking hideous products that you end up ingesting because of their commercials.
This arena for us feels maybe more comfortable than others because this is what we do every single day.
Oh yeah, more comfortable than others.
With Allison, as you mentioned,
lizard
you were
lips here.
In love, everything I've heard sounds like you were in that magical moment of your relationship.
It's a magical moment. It's smiling away. Smiling away. Instead of saying, oh my God, I mean, it must be the worst thing ever because you are so in love. She's just in that magical moment. I mean, it's surreal. It's so fucked up.
Out, and I'm sure that loss is so crushing this morning.
Oh, well.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Melissa's love was...
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. There's no fucking way. Do you understand this? This is fake. This is fucking fake as a $3 bill. It's full of shit. This guy's fucking, he's trying to, it's called dupe and delight, folks. Dupe and delight. Research it. You know what dupe and delight is? Dupe and delight is when they know that they're lying and they're getting up in the camera and they can't contain the joy of lying to you. That they're trying to hold it inside, right? But they can't quite contain it. That their smiles come bursting through because they are duping you. They're fooling you. And they're having a delight at doing it. Wake up.
Just as white hot as mine is for Allison and hers was for me. I am happy to know that yesterday when I sent her off. And
always in the red, right? The blonde in the red. That's the what they make it look like a sacrifice. That's how they do it.
And basically, I would come home from doing the 11 o'clock news and would make her breakfast and pack her a lunch and give her a kiss goodbye as she drove off in her car.
Get the fuck out of here.
And that was the last that I saw her, and it was great morning.
It's a great morning. No, it's a great morning. That was the last I saw her. It was a great fucking morning. It was a great morning. It was the morning that she got blown away. On live camera. It's a great morning. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, gosh, it's a great morning. It's no problem, eh? It's a great morning. No big deal. No big deal. I'll find another girl. We'll get another fucking photo album. No big deal, right?
Before that, we celebrated her birthday on the Nantahala River in North Carolina, her favorite place on earth, where she went whitewater rafting with me, a close friend, and her parents. And it was the best time of her life. And she was just about to get started working on a new long form special report, a series of reports on hospice care in this area that she had just secured interviews for. She was looking forward to life. I was looking forward to her life with her.
Oh well. Oh well. I guess you'll have to look forward to something else, right? But you got the memories. You can carry around that book the rest of your life. Give interviews everywhere you go.
I had the solemn duty of going on the air and telling viewers what had happened to Allison and Adam. And as chance would have it, Adam's camera caught a glimpse of the gunman.
Chance would have it.
People in your newsroom who immediately recognized him. How was it that so quickly police were able to identify who this was?
Yeah. That's called leading. All right. That's leading. What she is doing is she is setting up the dialogue, essentially. She's saying that, you know, it was, you know, the guy, the cameraman just happened to die, but at the last second he was able to turn the camera, capture an image. The last image that he captured was of this Flanagan guy, the black gay guy with the Irish name, right? He just happened to do that. And because they did that, the news team was able to get that image and then examine it. And then they were able to contact the police, and the police were able to go and intercept the guy on the fucking highway. Then he pulls over, of course, and blows himself away. They're all heroes now because they save lives. The cameraman is a hero because he saved lives by pointing the camera at the last second. You can't make this fucking shit up. Listen to it.
Newsroom who immediately recognized him. How is it that so quickly police were able to identify who this was?
Our chief photographer, Lynn Eller, came over to me and said, you have to see this. And everybody who was gathered around it said, that's Vester. And I wasn't sure. They were. And we immediately passed that on to the county sheriff.
They're heroes.
One of the most disturbing aspects of this is this, as it was all unfolding, we learned that he had actually videotaped this encounter and was posting it on social media. Chris, were you aware that that was happening? God forbid.
No.
Did
okay,
you
okay,
see
okay,
it?
Okay, okay, no. okay. I want you to take this in. This woman is telling them, she's recounting that what happened was that this killer, this Flanagan guy, actually killed filmed the brutal assault, right? The deadly fucking, you know, assault on his fiance. Watch this guy. He is not even paying attention. He's looking around to see what's going on over here. Look at this. Look at this. Look, he's looking around. He's not paying attention. You would be devastated if you were listening to this the day after your loved one was blown away and the reporter was recounting how the gory details of how the killer actually videotaped it. You would not be looking around to see what's going on. This guy is fucking standing here giving interview after interview after interview. He is a fucking crisis actor, and he's more concerned about what's going on over here than the gory details of what just happened to his fiance. Just watch this.
Disturbing aspects of this is this, as it was all unfolding, we learned that he had actually videotaped this encounter and was posting it on social media. Chris, were you aware that that was happening? God forbid.
No.
Did you see
no.
it?
No.
What does it
no.
say about
and,
him that he would do such a thing?
I don't know.
Look at that. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's no big deal. No big deal. No big thing, right?
Because he obviously was in a state of mind that was not reasonable or rational. And so for me to speculate on his motivations for why, I think it does a disservice to Allison and Adam. I think that...
Uncle Creepy! They know how to do it, man. Oh.
What we are starting to see is continued boldness from people who want to commit... murders in cold blood.
There's the one eye symbolism.
Notoriety. And he did it to my sweet Alice.
There you go. Okay, so I want to put that back, right, to show you the agenda, how it comes through. Because he's going to mention at this point what the problem is. Listen in carefully.
As to Allison and Adam, I think that what we are starting to see is continued boldness from people who want to commit murders in cold blood for notoriety, and he did it to my sweet Allison.
Oh, there you go.
And he did it to Adam. And I,
there you go. That's it. Did you enjoy it? Did you crack a half a tear? Because that is the most emotion you'll see, period, from this guy. That's his Academy Award. That's his fucking Robbie Parker moment right there. That's it. I hope you got enough out of it because you won't see any more in this interview. You'll be back to him. Boy, I couldn't be happier to be on, you know, all the corporate media.
I have no words for him. I have no thoughts for him. My thoughts are of Allison.
Here you go.
And this
show it again.
That she made for us for our six month
anniversary.
We didn't have an anniversary, but we had month anniversaries and
month anniversaries. There you go. New word. Month anniversaries. They had month anniversaries. We didn't have an anniversary because you didn't make it to a year. 9 months. Six. Right. 9 months. That's what they claim. Oh, yeah. Just a side note, a little caveat to throw in here. Nobody at the station knew that these two were dating. Uh-huh. Yeah, they kept it a secret. Yeah, they were going to announce it to everybody, but, you know, she got blown away.
Yeah, we're gonna tell everybody, but, you know, well, she got blown away. Oh, well, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. I got the album, you know, I can just look at the album, you know, and bring it out on corporate media. Every fucking interview he's doing, he's bringing this out. And every one of them, he's saying the same thing. We are the most newsies, and the prettiest newsy couple ever. Listen to him.
The prettiest couple ever. And we are. And
we are. He says the same thing today. Over and over again.
Scholarships already in her name at James.
You already got University. Scholarship in her name.
What? How did that happen, man? I don't know. It just happened really quickly.
You know? I don't know. I mean, it's just a coinky dick.
University for the School of Media Arts and Design, and also for Patrick Henry Community College, where Savannah, she got college credit. She barely even went there, but she got college credit because she was in governor's school.
It's unbelievable.
And was an absolute whiz at
unbelievable. Calculus. This guy, his betrothed, the love of his life, was just brutally murdered yesterday. All right? And this is his reaction.
When she was in high school, she was a champion swimmer. She was an
show
excellent
those
dancer.
Fucking photos again.
She was a gymnast. She was a great daughter, a sister.
She gave great blowjobs.
And a boyfriend and a lover. And we were betrothed to each other. We had just moved in at the beginning of August because we wanted to save up money to get a house and to get a ring.
Well, Chris, you have given her such a beautiful and eloquent tribute, and she deserves all of those words and accolades and more, as does Adam. Every picture I've seen, they both have bright, shiny faces, and I know they were rising stars. He's so talented, and it just breaks our heart to have to share this news.
No. Oh, wait, he's got some. Oh, wait. Hang on. He's almost like Captain America with his shield. Instead of a shield, he's got the fucking 6 month anniversaries. What did he call it? Month anniversaries? My word. He's holding this thing up. Everywhere he goes, he's got this thing. It's unfucking believable. But let's listen.
If it wasn't for her, she made us take these pictures sometimes when I didn't even want to smile. But she brought a smile out of me that I didn't even know existed.
Aww.
And she did that with everybody else that she touched.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm just so thankful that there are so many pictures of her and Adam together and so many pictures
of her
happiness. Yeah. That's what we're high for.
Yeah. Sell it, man.
Right on. Chris Hurst, Jeff Mark, our love and prayers are with you in this terrible time. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Savannah.
Thank you.
And coming up, we're going to talk to the husband.
Oh, my God. It doesn't get worse than this. It doesn't get worse than this, guy. I mean, to get worse, you'd have to have Gene Rosen. Really, I mean, and that would be arguable. I mean, seriously, right? I mean, poor Gene. I mean, he must be like, my word. Imagine he's in his home. He's pacing back and forth. He's forgetting to feed the cats because he's like Chris Hurst. My claim to fame as the world's worst crisis actor is in total jeopardy, right? I mean, what are we going to do? How can I match this guy? And he may not have the acting credentials, but he is a newscaster, right? A reporter. So he already knows how to read the fucking script. He already knows how to read teleprompters. Gene, you're in trouble, man. Gene, I don't know, man. I'd probably try to do something about this guy because your legacy is about to be superseded, man.